If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And Paul says to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 says, "It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in a body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And I should be exalted above a measure through the abundance of the revelations. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses. For Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then am I strong." As we look at this tonight, and God begins to move in a mighty way, and we begin to see Paul, and Paul talks about a man that he knew some 14 years back. Now, I believe Paul was probably talking about that time that he was stoned and left for dead and thrown on the outskirts of the city. It was during that time, I believe, that old Paul was taken up into the third heaven. Hey, man, he's taken up there, and he's seen glorious things that a man couldn't even tell about. It was like old brother John. He saw in the portals of glory all those marvelous things in the book of Revelation. But God said, "You seal the book up, you close her up, and you write it not, because it's not meant for this time." Oh, Paul said, "Hey, I seen things, praise God, up in the third door." He said, "Hey, I don't know if it's in the body or not, but," he said, "I seen it, praise God, a magnificent place called heaven." Could you imagine what Paul seen when he got up there in glory? Amen. But God said, "Hey, listen, Paul," he said, "I'm not through with you yet, buddy." He said, "You got to go back." Amen. And so Paul come back. Praise God. And I can see him as he writes here, and he tells us about the things that God's done for him. And he said, "Hey," he said, "I'm not going to glory in anything I've done." He said, "I'm going to glory in what I know." Hey man, if there's going to be any glory in tonight, we just have to glory in what we know. We have to glory in the one we know. Who do we know? We know the Lord, amen, and him crucified. Amen. Praise be to God. A death, burial, and resurrection, and he's coming again, amen. I just thank God for that. I preach Appreciate the Lord tonight. But I want to preach just a little while, if God will help me this evening, on this thought. Spiritual weakness. Spiritual weakness. As I begin to think of this and read about Paul's life, and I begin to see how old brother Paul went through a lot of things in his life. He had some hardships that he had to endure. But I'm glad to praise God. And he said, "Look, hey," and when a journey was almost over, he said, "Hey, it's just light afflictions compared to the glory that I'll behold." Amen. I think everything he endured, everything he went through, all the afflictions in his body, all the things he had to, all the pain he had to endure. But praise be to God, youngins. Look up, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. When the pain besets you and it seems like you can't go, just remember, when the devil's assailing you, praise God, that this too will pass. Amen. And glory be to God, as a child of the King, in just a little while, we're going to step out of the portals of glory, and we're going to get to see what old brother Paul saw. We're going to get to see the power and the might and the presence of a holy and righteous God. But I'm so thankful tonight, and we don't have to settle for up there then, but we got it now. Amen. When the Lord just moves through and He touches on purpose and He gives us of His sweet Spirit, and praise God, He gives us the encouragement that we need just to stay in that good fight of faith and to not give up. But I want to say to praise God today, I'm glad we got a God of glory that's on our side. We're living in a world, praise God, it's giving in. There's a lot of spiritual weakness in the world today. There's people giving in. The Bible said that this thing will wax worse and worse. And in the end, amen, he says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 that we're living in perilous times, that they'll come. And I want to say we're there. And praise God, I believe that there's a spiritual weakness in the land today. But praise be to God, just like old brother Paul, when he come down and come to himself, praise God, he said, hey, it's not for me to glory except in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'm not going to count nothing I've done but what He's done in me. Praise be to God. He said, hey, He said, I've got an infirmity, and praise God, but I ain't going to, hey, I'm just going to count my infirmities, praise God, a glory to God. Now, infirmity is what's He talking about? He's talking about a lack of strength. Oh, brother Paul, he said, hey, listen, he said, I've got a lack of strength. I want to say, praise God, in this world, sometimes it seems that we've got spiritual, we don't have the strength that we need to go on. There's times in our life, there's times in this old world, praise God, and there's a lot of folks all around us that's giving in to the flesh, giving in to worldly desire. Hey, we just feel like we don't have the strength to go on. But I want to say, praise God, that Lord Jesus Christ said He'd be there to help you, an ever-present help in a time of your troubles. When we feel the weakest, Paul said, that's when I'm made strong. Paul said, hey, God told him, he said he prayed 3 times, said there was a thorn in his flesh. Amen? See, he said he had that thorn in his flesh. Said he went up and said, lest he be exalted. He said, lest I exalt myself. He said, there was a thorn in the flesh. He said, I got it from the messenger of Satan. That old messenger of Satan came along and he touched him, praise God. And I believe it was his eyesight. He couldn't see. He struggled with his sight. How do you know? Because he used the mask to write his letters, amen. And they pinned her down for it because he couldn't see. Oh, brother Luke, if you'll read his writings and study line upon line, precept upon precept, he took him by the hand and escorted him everywhere he went. Amen. He had an infirmity in the flesh because he loved the Lord and he wasn't going to quit. But he said the master says that Satan came along and he gave him he touched his flesh. He said, I had a thorn in my flesh. Now listen, you know why God don't break that out and just explain it to you, show us there? Because he knows that we've all got thorns in our flesh. Amen. Different kinds of thorns in our flesh. We all have them. And if we ain't very careful, we get into spiritual weakness because we get to pining over those thorns, don't we? Amen. We get sad. You know well, but preacher, you know you don't realize how this lack of strength that I have. No, but Paul, praise God. Paul said, "Hey, when I was had that lack of strength, when I had the infirmities, he said, I just give it to God." I said, "Lord," he said, 3 times I prayed to God. I said, "Lord, you got to take this infirmity away." Amen. But he said, hey, but the Bible says, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. Amen. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. Amen. He said, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. He said, Paul, because of that weakness that you have, amen, glory be to God, you're not going to be, I believe he's going, he said, hey, you're not going to be looking around, seeing all these things around. Praise God, you'll be listening to me. You'll be talking to me. And praise God, I believe that God put a special unction on that man of God. And when he got over to the book of Galatians, chapter 6, Paul said, hey, at the end of the book, Paul said, hey, I want you to look at this letter. There's no Emmaus around, so I'm having to write with my own hand. It's a big letter, big bold old letter, but I want you to see what God's telling you. He said, hey, don't quit. He said, don't give up. He said, you've started in a good thing. And he said, please, don't quit now. Amen. The good grace of God has been manifest to you. You've got the gospel. Lord Jesus Christ, you started on the right track. He said, I'm writing you a letter, a big bold letter. Praise God, to just tell you to just stay in the fight. Don't get back under the law. Trust in the grace of God. Stay in the faith. Praise God. And go on for His glory. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, Paul. He said, hey, I want you to... he said, I write to you and be... Let me read that to you. Amen. Galatians chapter 6. What a blessing. Galatians chapter 6, verse 11. He said, you see how large a letter I have written unto you with mine own hand. As many as desire to make a fair show of in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. But he said, hey, I'm writing to you in this big old bold letter to tell you it's not about the flesh. It's not about, hey, he said, it's about the precious blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross of Calvary. He said, I just got to tell you, I got to write to you, glory to God, and tell you, praise God, just to surrender the flesh and just praise God and magnify glory. Don't forget the precious gospel that bought you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Paul begins to overcome his spiritual weakness by proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, hey, God says, hey, Paul said, my grace is sufficient for thee. I want to tell you tonight, youngins, hey, you may be in a spiritual weakness. You may be in a spiritual weak time in your life, but praise God, God's grace is sufficient for you tonight. God's grace is sufficient for you where you're at. Hey, He knows where you're at tonight. He knows what you need. And if you'll call upon Him, praise God. Oh, Paul said, I beseech Him three times. And he said, hey, I'm not going to take that thorn away. But praise God, I'm just going to... Hey, glory to God, I wish I could take a running fit. Hey, glory to God. He said, I can't take it away. He said, but I'm going to send you grace, more grace and abundant grace. Praise God, it's going to cover that. Praise God, where you won't have to worry about that you've got. You can just praise me, glory to God. Amen. For being a great, big, loving God. But we get caught up in our spiritual weakness, don't we? Amen. We get the mully grubs. Sometimes we just think, well, you know, there's no use. Might as well just give up. Man, maybe you come to a point you can say, well, I'm just going to go in the closet and just end it all. You ever been there? So I'm just going to quit. Just going to finish it off. What's the use? I want to tell you what the use is. He's a great big God of glory that loves you tonight, who wants to extend His grace for you. And if we'll just cry out to Him, praise God, in our place, in our time of spiritual weakness, praise God, God will show up and He'll manifest Himself and He'll show you the way out and He'll show you His love and He'll give you that power and He'll give you that hope. Amen. How do you know? Because I've been in spiritual weakness. Amen. Amen. I'm like old Paul. I fought the demons of Ephesus. Amen. I fought the temptation. I fought the devil. Amen. Praise God, just like you have. But praise God, I've overcome because there's one that extends His grace. There's one that's sufficient tonight to meet the need. Do you know the one I'm talking about? The one that's sufficient to meet the need? You see, this ain't a new thing. The devil's been trying to get you beat down, and I've been trying to get me beat down, but the devil's been trying to get people beat down, spiritually weak, for a long time. Amen? This isn't something new. This isn't something peculiar to this age. This is something that he's been trying to do between the devil and the flesh ever since man came into existence. He's been trying to get us beat down spiritually, make us spiritually weak. Wants us to give up, wants us to give in. Amen. But there's nowhere to quit. Look at Hebrews chapter 11. Let me show you something. Now we talk about some saints of God here. Hebrews chapter 11. Look what he says, starting in verse 32. Hebrews chapter 11, 32. He said, and what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises and stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, and out of weakness, now listen to this, out of weakness were made strong. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, he said, because of their faith, and they kept looking to Jesus. He said, when they were spiritually weak, he said, hey, they were made strong, and God brought them through that time of spiritual weakness. Praise God. When hell, it seemed like hell on earth was upon them. Praise God. God Almighty, through faith in Him, brought them through, and through that spiritual weakness, praise God, they were made strong. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. They were made strong. Now listen to what he says as he goes on. He said, wax violent in fight, turn to flight. The armies of the aliens, women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, they were some dear old patriots. Amen. And they grew, out of that spiritual weakness, praise God, through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said they grew out of it. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? How do you get out of your spiritual weakness? How do you get out of that spiritually weak place that you are? Praise God, you just keep praising God, keep looking up, and you grow out of it. Amen. You grow out of that spiritual weakness, that spiritual weak place. You overcome it, precious, by the precious Lamb of God that gives us that strength, that hope. Amen. But praise God, how do you know? You know, there's sometimes that we get to a point that we can't hardly do that. They come to a point in our life sometimes that we need some help. Amen. You know what happens then? That then the strong need to help the weak. Amen. There's some people, there's some people that's spiritually strong, and there's some people that's spiritually weak. And the Bible says that when there's somebody spiritually strong, look at Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15, verse 1. He said, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities. Now, what did I say infirmities was? That's that lack of strength. Amen? He said, well, then we that are strong, spiritually strong, amen, settled in the Lord, man, got that help, and the Lord's blessing us and helping us, encouraging us. He says, when we that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Amen. Paul said, hey, I'm not going to glory in nothing save in the infirmities. Praise the Lord. He said, I'm going to glory in the infirmities, in that lack of strength that I have, praise God, because it is when I'm weak, he said, that's when God makes me strong. Amen. If we ever get a hold of that, amen, we get in spiritual weak places. We get in places where we're spiritually down. It seems like we're in the bottom of our spiritual pit, to say. It seems, and nobody will throw us a ladder. No way, nobody will throw us a rope with knots in it. Just don't seem like we can get out. Hey, have you been there? Yeah. It seems like we feel like old Jeremiah when they throwed him down the pit. Amen. No water, nothing there, just a muddy mess in the bottom. Filth and niceness. And then when they did finally come along, somebody come along and started letting him down old rotten rags to come out on. Amen. That's our luck, praise God. And we grab a hold of it and it just keep tearing loose in our hands. Just a charade of hope. But praise be to God, I'm glad today that we've got the hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And praise God, when we come out, he said, hey, if we just come along somebody that's spiritually weak, amen, what we got to do is come alongside of them and say, hey, you know what? I just want to lift you up. I just want to tell you that I love you. I want to tell you that God loves you. I want to tell you just to stay in a good fight of faith. But God, I want to say tonight, hey, it's people that's quitting all over this country. People's quitting all around us. Our families is giving up. Our children's giving up. Hey, they're giving up. And they're giving in. But I want to say tonight, he's a God of glory. He ain't give up on them yet. And if he ain't give up, praise God, we ought to say, hey, Lord, if you'll keep with them, if you'll stay on their trail, Lord, I'll keep praying. I'll keep lifting them up. I won't quit, Lord, as long as I know you're on my side. Amen. And God will just keep blessing. God will keep, hey, why are you just keeping encouraging them? Those that are spiritually strong. amen, we ought to help those that's spiritually weak. We ought to come alongside them and show them that God loves them. Let them know that God cares for them. Amen. He loves them with a mighty love. Paul showed this love. He gave us an example of that kind of love. Paul gives an example of that kind of love in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 22. Paul says this. He said, to the weak became I as weak that I might gain the weak. Now, did you get that? Paul said, to the weak I became as the weak that I might gain the weak. Have you ever heard the old saying? I thought about this, boy. It hit me like a ton of bricks the other day out there in the study. Have you ever heard the old saying that you can't ever tell where a man's been or where he's going till you walk a mile in his shoes? If we ain't very careful, we get up in our big highfalutin place, amen, we look down our nose on somebody that's spiritually weak. Somebody that's having problems. Somebody that's struggling with their faith. Somebody that seems like they're just about to give up. Somebody that seems like they're getting discouraged. And if we ain't very careful, that's why Paul said, hey, he said, I'm not glorying in nothing save my infirmities. He said, I know where I'm at. I know the situations I've got. I know what I have to deal with. He said, I know the lack of strength that I have. Amen. But he said, I'm just going to glory in those infirmities. Amen. Because God's grace is sufficient. Amen. But if we ain't very careful, you know, if we could just put our feet in that person's shoes for just a little while. Amen. As I look, listen to me. As your pastor, I can look around and I can see on your faces and I can read the things that's going on in your life. Amen. I can see spiritually discern that there's things in your life, there's situations, there's things that's about you, there's things that's disturbing you. Amen. And I try to encourage you. But I want to say, praise God, there's a God of glory that loves you. And hey, when you're spiritually weak, he said, that's when you should be made strong. How do we do it? By coming alongside one another and just telling one another, hey, look, I'm having a tough time. Amen. Amen. I'm not talking about spreading out all your dirty laundry for the world to see. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about a brother or a sister, praise God, when they get discouraged, when the place of spiritual weakness. Amen. Hey, now have somebody that you can call on, somebody that you can trust. Call them up and say, hey, listen, I'm struggling here. I need you to pray. Hey, listen, could you come over? Let's pray. I need some help. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, I need some counsel. I need somebody to encourage me. I need somebody to show me the way. See, sometimes we get to get out of the way. I mean, we get discouraged and, hey, we don't know which way to go. You say, preacher, how do you know about it? Because I've been there. Hey, if you've been in this long at all, you've been there. Amen. You've been there. And you don't know which way to go. You don't know who you can confide in. But I want to say that, praise God, there's a brother or sister down at the house of God, praise God, that you can talk to, that'll encourage you, that'll give you what you need. And if you can't get a hold of somebody, hey, you can call me and my wife. We'll sit down with you in confidence and confidentiality, and we'll talk it over. And we'll look at God's Word, and we'll go through it. Hey, praise God, and we'll fix that situation. Amen. But don't let the old devil just keep beating you further and further down into the basement. Praise God, it's time. Hey, sometimes it gets its time just to dig and claw your way out with the help of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Call on somebody, praise God, and say, hey, help me pray. The devil's got me beat. Amen. Praise God, let the Lord come along beside you. Let him begin to help you. He said, hey, I became weak to those who are weak. Sometimes, as I was saying, we got to walk a mile in that person's shoes, see where they're at. See the difficulties they're having to deal with. Amen. I see that little old mama that's got three or four youngins and trying to do what take care of them, take care of the house and work a job. And old devil's beating her down, praise God. She needs somebody she can call on and give her help. Amen. We get beat down. We get discouraged. But praise be God, it's no time to be discouraged. It's time to be encouraged in the Lord. See, sometimes you have to pick up the phone and say, hey, listen. How about doing me a favor? How about come getting these rug rats and taking them to the park or something? I've got to have some me time. And I need some knee time. Amen. So that you can get that help that you need. Amen. Hey, listen, fellas, I know sometimes it's hard. You say, well, I'm trying to make a living. I'm trying to have a house. I'm trying to make a home. I'm trying to have these things that we need. But praise God, sometimes you just got to break away. And you got to say, Lord, here I am standing in the need. Lord, I need your touch. I need that spirit, that sweet spirit that I used to feel. I can give you praise and magnify your name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, you say, but you had, preacher, I don't know anybody like that. Well, you're lucky if you've never been there. Because a spiritual weakness, the devil's trying to tear down, the devil's trying to tear up. Amen. But we must help the spiritual weak. Those that's spiritually weak, amen, we ought to come alongside. The Holy Ghost of God's there. He's there to comfort and to help, but sometimes it takes just an extra arm of encouragement. Just say, hey, you know that's what's so special about this place. It's a little church on the hill. Because we love one another. We're not afraid to put our arm around a brother and say, you know, I love you. What's going on? How can I help you? Amen? You say, well, preacher, I don't want to get involved. Hey, it might hurt their feelings. I don't want to intrude. Amen? It's not intruding when you're showing brotherly love. Now, there's a difference between wanting to know so you can go gossip. Say amen. Amen. There's a difference when you want to know so you can go gossip. And there's a difference when you want to put your arm because you love them, you're concerned, and you want to help them. Amen. Those that are spiritually weak, they need help. Why? Because if not, they're going to get discouraged. Look back over at Galatians chapter 1. That's what Paul was telling the Galatians. That's why he was writing to them. So that they wouldn't be discouraged, so they wouldn't give in, so that they wouldn't be soon removed. See, what happens when we get spiritually in a spiritual weak place, it don't take much for the old devil to just move us on out, get us to playing over in his field when we get spiritually weak. Amen? But God gives us that encouragement. Paul says to the Galatians in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6, he said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Galatians chapter 1, verse 6. He said, hey, he said, I'm amazed. I marvel that you're so soon removed. Why? Because they got spiritually discouraged. They got into a place of indecision. They didn't know what to do. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been to a place you just don't know what to do? Hey, it'd be more of you. Raise your hand if you was honest. Amen? You just don't know what to do. You don't know which direction to go. And Paul said, hey, listen. He said, you need to stay with what you know. Stay with the Lord. He said, He's the one that can bring you out. He said, he said with everything that we come up against, said he would make a way of escape. He said, he wouldn't leave you in there to a place where you wasn't able to bear it. But he said, with it, he said he'd make a way of escape. But what we do, we get to looking at the situation and we don't think to look for the way of escape. Who is that way of escape? It's the Lord. Amen. He is that way of escape. Praise God. He makes that way of escape. He said, don't be soon removed. He said, what he's saying to us, young, is he said, hey, don't give up easy. Put up a fight. Stay with the faith. Stay with what you know because it works. You say, how do you know? Because saints of old, hey, I just read the saints of old, them old patriarchs, they made it through. I'm talking about time when, praise God for your faith. Hey, well, old Nero was chopping their heads off. Persecution was rampant. But praise God, they stayed with the faith. And when they got discouraged, he said, praise God, their faith brought them through that. Praise God. When they were spiritually weak, their faith brought them through that. They kept on for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Why? Because he said he gives us that power. He said, which is not another gospel, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. He said, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Amen. Let him be accursed, praise God. Because, he's preaching, he's just telling you wicked things, ungodly things. But if we ain't very careful, we get in our place of spiritual weakness. And you know what we'll do? Instead of just getting in there and trying to get help, trying to get somebody to encourage us, trying to get in the Word and dig, you know what we'll do? We'll load up and we'll go somewhere else. Amen? Amen. We'll load up. We'll go somewhere else. Well, you know, I'll find a place that's better. I'll get in a place where I can get more. I'll get in a place where I can do. You get in a place where you get more discouraged. Amen. And you know what you do before you know it? You'll be giving up. But you'll be giving up. But praise God. Hey, listen. Hey, we're not supposed to be like a bunch of bees. My granddad used to say, you can tell Baptists because every summer they swarm. Amen. He said, every summer they swarm. He said, they go from one church to another. He said, they'll be there. He said, come next spring. He said, they'll swarm again. Two or three will take off and they'll take four or five with them. Amen. They'll go somewhere else. Amen. Hey, you know what they're doing? They can't mess it up enough where they're at, so they got to go somewhere else and mess it up too. Amen. You say, what do you mean, preacher? They just couldn't get along, had to leave. Hey, listen, if you want to get along, you just got to make it right. Sometimes we just have to repent. Hey, in order to make it right, the Bible says we got to take it. We got to take it vertically, and then we can bring it horizontally. Amen. We got to talk to God if we're going to make anything right, and we got to ask God to give us a forgiving heart and give us a different attitude, so that we can take it horizontally. Amen. If we do that, church. If we do that, church. If we keep doing that, church, we'll never swarm. We won't have no need to. Praise God, because God will stay in the midst. That's why God's presence, that's why His presence is right here. Amen. If we've got an ought against a brother, say, we just go tell them. Amen. Make it right. Praise God. Then you don't have to swarm. Amen. Praise the Lord. You don't have to go looking for something somewhere else if you get in where you're at. Amen. If you ain't getting, you say, well, preacher, I'm just not getting what I need. I feel like I need. Amen. Hey, just dig deeper. Amen. Pray harder. Believe in faith. Amen. Just ask God to help you, to give you what you need, to make you more of a part of it. You say, well, preacher, I don't have the capacity in me. I just don't. It just don't seem like it's there. Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 17, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Amen. You need some more strength. You need to come out of that spiritual weakness. Praise God. Just remember that you can do it because of Christ that's in you. If you're saved. If you're saved, praise God, they strengthen you that you've never... Hey, listen, look at me just a minute. They strengthen you that you've never tapped into. Amen? You say, well, preacher, what do you mean? I'm saying, hey, how many times, how many days, how many hours have you spent fasting? Huh? How much time have you spent? You say, well, preacher, that's not an Old Testament requirement. Well, I wouldn't say so, but Jesus said, hey, listen, when He come off the mountain and the disciples there and they had the little old boy and he was possessed of the devil and the disciples had the power, but they couldn't cast him out. And they said, hey, why can't we get rid of this thing? Jesus, hey, He said, this one cometh out only by prayer. He said, this kind you're going to deal with by prayer and fasting. Amen. He said, you have to get it. You have to be willing to give up. You have to be willing to make a little sacrifice. And you have to be willing to talk to the Lord. Amen. Get along with Him. Get special power. Amen. Well, hey, listen, I'm telling you, it's amazing what we could have, the strength that we could have with just a little fasting and a little extra prayer. Amen. A little fasting. Hey, listen, you know, I'm not talking about going for 40 days without eating. That's not what fasting is. Fasting is just being willing to give up something. Amen. Give up that chocolate that you have every night after you eat supper. Amen. Be willing to give it up and say, hey, Lord, I'm not going to partake of that. I'm not going to give that to my flesh to satisfy me. And I'm just going to spend a few extra minutes. Lord, I just need you some help. I need you to give me some help. Amen. Just give sacrifice just a little bit. Maybe skip lunch and spend that 30 minutes praying and talking to God. You say, well, preacher, I'd starve to death. You won't die. Amen. You won't die missing a meal. You'll live, I guarantee you. Amen. We can live for 40 days. You know, after a couple of first 2 days, then you're not hungry anymore. The hunger. No, seriously. After a couple of days, you're not hungry. Susie, don't believe me. After a couple of days, you're not hungry anymore. I mean, it's when you totally don't eat. But now you have to drink. You have to drink water because you'll dehydrate and die without water. But you can do without food for 40 days. But then after 40 days, and you get hungry again. And if you don't eat after 40 days, then you will die. Amen? But you can live, the average person can live okay for 40 days without food. Amen. You ladies want to go on a weight losing program. Fast for 40 days. Amen. But you know what though? You can't do that because when you start eating again, your body builds up fat reserves because they saying, hey, you've been starving. You're like a camel. They start building a hump. Amen. And I'm not meddling now. I'm just telling you. But the Lord gives us the strength to do that. The Lord gives us strength in our weakness. I know that's funny, but the Lord gives us strength in our weakness to overcome these situations. He gives us the strength. Amen. And when we pray and we fast and we seek God's face, God will deliver. He promised that He would. He's never forsaken us. Amen. He's never left us alone. Praise the Lord. He's always been there for us. And I thank you for that. Don't you? Praise the Lord. The psalmist says this, and David, let me give you this, I'm going to hurry and close. The psalmist said in Psalms 30, verses 4 and 5, it says, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. For His anger endureth but a moment, in His favor is life. Now listen to this, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. He said, hey, listen, God tells us here, praise God, in our spiritual weakness. Praise God, when it's spiritually weak, David said, hey, he said, I look to the hills, I come in my help. He said, I realize, praise God, I need the Lord. And he said, I seek the Lord to help me. He said, I call on the one that I know, praise God, that can give me my help. And he said, the one that gives me my help is the Lord. Amen. He's the one that gives me my help. Paul says this. In closing, in chapter 2 Corinthians 12 and 10, he said, therefore I take pleasure in infirmity. He said, hey, now he said, God said, my grace is sufficient for you. Amen. He said, just trust in my grace. He said, God said, just trust that God won't leave you alone. Amen. Amen. He won't leave you alone. I'm talking about spiritually and physically. Praise God. He'll be there with you. And He'll be there with you spiritually. He'll help you. He'll encourage you. He said, my grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in weakness. Now listen to me this evening. I'm going to close. He said, when you feel real spiritually weak, and that it seems like there's nobody around, and God's not within 100,000 miles, and that you feel like that down in the very depths of your soul, he said, hey, he said, when you're in that situation, he said, that's when my strength is made perfect. When you're in that weakness. When you realize that there's nobody around that can help you, that you can't help yourself, but you say, hey, Lord, here I am. Kind of like old Elijah when he's out there and he said, hey, Lord, he said, here I am. He said, it's only me. There's none left, Lord. I'm the only one in the world that's in the whole world that's still serving Lord. And God says, Elijah said, I hate to break up your pity party, but he said, I've got, glory to God, he said, I've got 7,000 that's not bend their knee to Baal. Amen. He said, Elijah, you're not the only one. He said, there's still some good old saints of God out there that's trying to do right. Amen. Could you imagine? Elijah said, whoa, praise the Lord. I'm not all by myself. He said, there's still some out there. But I want to say, listen, hey, when you're spiritually weak, I want you to just remember, there's still some out there that love the Lord. There's some out there that want to help you. There's some out there that want to give you help. The Lord said, when you're weak, He said, my strength is made perfect in weakness. And then Paul says in verse 10, the last part of that verse, he said, for when I am weak, then I'm strong. Amen. He said, when I'm at my very weakness, weakest spiritually, he said that, hey, it's just like that the poem, The Footprints in the Sand. He says, when I'm seemed like I couldn't go no more, and I couldn't take another step. And I look back there and it seems like the way that I've traveled has been so hard. And I see only one set of footprints in the sand. And I say, Lord, why did you leave me? Why was you not there with me? And the Lord says, hey, buddy, I was there with you. He said, those are my footprints. I was carrying you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hey, glory to God. He said, when you were so spiritually weak, when you didn't have the strength, praise God, He said, I was carrying you. You remember times in your life when God was carrying you? Remember then times in life when God picked you up and was carrying you? And you look back and you say, boy, how did I ever make it through that? Because God was carrying you. That's why it's only one set of footprints in the sand. Amen. Hey, listen, when you're spiritually weak, hey, listen, God is strong. That's when He's at His strongest. But when we're spiritually weak, when we feel spiritually weak, hey, that's when we need to get a hold of a brother, sister, and Christ. That's when we say, hey, listen, hey, what are you doing Saturday? Well, I had some plans. What do you need? Well, I need somebody to just spend the day with me. I need encouragement. Amen. I need somebody to talk to. You say, preacher, why are you preaching? Because we're living in a discouraging time. We're living in a time of just spiritual weakness when people are falling away everywhere all around us. Amen. People are giving up. People are quitting. But see, I'm like Peter. I can't remember anything good enough that I want to go back to.
Amen.
Because he has the words of eternal life.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, I'm going to do the best I can just to struggle through this old life, praise God, with the help of the Lord. And I'm just going to rejoice and be glad in the day that He give me. Hello? He said, we will rejoice and be glad in the day that He give us. Amen? And I'm just going to press on for the Lord because I'm pressing for a mark of a high calling. Because I'm going to step over across the line one of these days, Lord God, and step over into glory. I'm going to go from here to there in just a few seconds. Whether it be by the grave or by the rapture. Hey, I want to tell you something you may not know. Either way, it's just going to be just as quick. He said, hey, the rapture is going to take place in the twinkling of an eye. And we're going to be gone. If you're a child of God, you're going to be out of here. We better be ready. Amen. Don't get caught in a place of spiritual weakness, a place of wanting to give up. Because they ain't nowhere to quit. Amen. There's nowhere to quit. We just got to stay in that good fight of faith and keep our eyes on the prize. Amen. And that prize is heaven. That prize is our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to be there in a little while, youngins. So just stay in the faith and don't give up. Amen.